Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Jets have, they're going to have a decision to make. If they want a resolution to their quarterback situation sooner than later, then they might not be willing to wait out Aaron Rodgers. And if it were me, I would be willing to wait it out. Because with Carr, there's going to be a decision a few days after the Super Bowl. With Aaron Rodgers, it doesn't have to be made for a while. And I, well, you know, I don't want, I mean, by now, if you're just joining us, I don't want Derek Carr or Garoppolo, but I've been saying that for a while. So if you listen to the show regularly, you know where I stand on the quarterbacks. As I've been saying a while, I'd rather have Matt Ryan as the fallback. So that would be my plan. My plan A is all in on Aaron Rodgers. Hire Nathaniel Hackett. Wait out Aaron Rodgers. Make this the most desirable spot possible for him, and then go get him. Convince him to be here and go make the trade for him. Now, if that doesn't happen, then my fallback would be, and you hope that he's still there at that point, and he might be, then my fallback would be Matt Ryan and just rebuild Zach Wilson, because that's going to be the only, and look, you may, that may be the only choice at that point. Might not even be the choice. Your only choice may be to start Zach Wilson, as a matter of fact. And there's a pretty big difference in that fallback option. But think about the difference in where Rodgers is compared to the others. Carr, I guess I would deem him serviceable at best, but I think he's in that mix. We talked about it, you know, with Kirk Cousins and guys like that, which is not going to do it for me. And I'd rather shoot for the upside with Zach Wilson, as bleak as that may seem at the moment. I'd rather shoot for the upside if, obviously, you don't get Rodgers. So I'd wait it out. It's frustrating, not only for the team. Obviously, it's frustrating for us as well. I want to know. 3 days after the Super Bowl, let's get moving. But this should be the push. All in. Every day, the talk should be all in for Aaron Rodgers. It's basically Rodgers or bust. There's no other way around it. It is Rodgers or bust. And look, when I say bust, it doesn't mean, well, they're not going to make the playoffs next year. With a smart move, they should be able to make the playoffs. Guys coming back, getting healthy, and then make a smart move at quarterback, you should be able to make the playoffs. Or even just a move at quarterback, they should be able to make the playoffs. Because they almost made it this year with nothing. But with Rodgers, it takes them to another level. That's why I'd be waiting to see what happens with that situation. Chris is in Beacon. What's up, Chris?
Yo, Sal, what up?
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
You know, I'm going to talk about the Jets, but real quickly, it was great to hear Tuesday, basically, Brett bending the knee to Sal.
Well, you're right. You're right. He did have to kiss the ring, as they say.
Oh, he did. He did.
he did take it like a champ, though, which was nice to see. I wasn't sure he was going to call. I thought he was, but he called. Not only did he call, he handled it well.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, for all those Giant fans, they were comparing it to 07-11. Look, put a little more respect on Eli Manning's name. He brought you two Super Bowls as a millennial. Don't sit there and say Daniel Jones is better for one playoff win.
Right.
You know, he's not even on the same level. You know, they should have a little more respect for a guy who brought you two Super Bowls.
It was actually, you're right, Chris. It was actually disappointing to me to live through the end of Eli Manning and have the Giant fans push him out. And I knew it at the time. What are you guys doing? Like, be careful what you wish for. You want Eli out so bad and couldn't wait to get a mobile quarterback. But odds are nobody that they got was going to be better than Eli Manning was for him. And it's going to take a long time for Daniel Jones to prove that he is.
I don't know. Fleeg's on the over. Someone's going to give him over. If it's the Giants, whoever, they're going to give him over $35 million. But it's ridiculous because you're not winning with him. But it is what it is with that. That's over. That's over since last week. That's it. But, yeah, with the Jets, look, I'm conflicted with it, you know, because he's a loose cannon, this guy, man, with his mind. I don't know where he wants to be. If he wants to be here or be in Peru. Like, where's he going to want to be here? You know, I'm all for getting Aaron Rodgers, mainly because this kid, if your plan is to keep Zach Wilson, he looks up to this guy. And I know you're saying he's not who knows, he's a good teacher, but just him watching how he conducts himself in practice and everything he can learn from him, if their goal is eventually turn the reins over to Zach Wilson.
But I would make this move, and look, maybe that's part of it, Chris, and that could happen, and you're right. But I would make this move, and I wouldn't even give Zach Wilson a thought. This move, your goal is to win the Super Bowl in the next 2 years. That's the goal. Yeah. You've got 2 years to win a Super Bowl.
And I know, I don't know, he has, a few years left in his contract. He's what now, 37?
39.
39 now?
Yeah, he'll be 40 in December.
God. I don't know if he's going to be like Brady right now, 45 years old, still playing. He don't seem like he wants to play that long, but, you know, the goal, look.
He just won an MVP last year. Like Rodgers, and he was still good. He was still good this year. It's not like you've seen a significant drop off in performance. He wasn't maybe his peak self, but it's not like there's a drop off in performance.
And he seems like he likes Zach Wilson. I don't know if I heard it on Boomer Geo playing this morning, but I heard it, the clip of the podcast that he goes on.
Yeah, with McAfee.
And he was talking about how he just. You know, he called Zach Wilson the gap facility, clear your head, this and that. So it seems like they have a relationship, and he obviously looks up to the guy. But he's not going to be that long. Zach Wilson's, 23 years old. He's gonna sit there behind the guy for as long as he's going to be here for. I don't see Aaron Rodgers playing more than three years probably.
I think it's two. I think it's 2 years, and then so, that's that.
I'm for that because, look, I'm not really, Fleek is big on Derek Carr. I don't like Derek Carr. I only think I do agree is that he doesn't get hurt. The guy plays every day. But you're not winning with Derek Carr.
He's a middle-of-the-pack quarterback. Like, Carr is, which maybe for some Jet fans that would be okay because it's better than having one of the worst quarterback situations in the NFL, which is what they had with Mike White, Zach Wilson, Joe Flacco, whatever. Yep. I mean, you name it. But I understand the appeal. I'm swinging for the fences. I'm going all in. Aaron Rodgers... He's a no, there's no doubt about it. Question is answered. You have your quarterback, and the next 2 years, you have a chance to win the Super Bowl when he's there. Not saying that they would, but you have that chance.
And he's not stupid. He sees the roster. He sees what Garrett Wilson is. He sees those other, what we have around us, the defense. So he sees that we're legit as far as what we have right now. And he may want to come here. He may want to, maybe he will bring a Super Bowl here. Who knows? It's been since 1968. So he knows we have a long drought here, and he wants to come here. Maybe his relationship with Zach Wilson is bigger than we thought, And real quickly on that, you hate what's his name? What's the offensive coordinator guy? Hackett?
Yeah, but you're talking about Nathaniel Hackett?
Yeah, I
hate him as a head coach.
What's the relationship with him and
Nathaniel Rodgers? Their offensive coordinator in Green Bay.
For how long?
That I do not know, but I just know that Rodgers and Nathaniel Hackett have a good relationship because he was coaching in Green Bay. Then he got the head coaching job in Denver, and many said that the reason he got that was to try to lure Aaron Rodgers there. Obviously, that didn't work out, and Hackett was a terrible coach. He was a 3-year offensive coordinator for Green Bay.
Real quick,
and Rodgers won 2 MVPs with him as the offensive coordinator, so that's the tie-in.
And you let me go after this, but you don't go get him first before Rodgers, right?
I do.
You want to get Hackett and then?
I think you might have to.
And then what do you? And then real quickly again.
They're not going to do anything anyway. So all right. So what's worst case? Rodgers doesn't come here. So what? At least you took a chance. They need an offensive coordinator anyway, and Nathaniel Hackett may be one of those guys who's clearly not a head coach, so maybe he'd be better off as an offensive coordinator. But I wouldn't worry about that, because here's why. If you don't get Rodgers, you're screwed anyway.
Exactly. So you have to go all in. But we do we have the most to offer them from the AFC to get to them? And what as far as the contract, I'm not sure if the no trade clause, he could pick where he wants
to
go.
There's a no trade clause, but Rodgers is going to have some say, because if he doesn't want to go to wherever they're going to trade him, why would then that team, let's just say that the Raiders give up four number ones for Aaron Rodgers, but Rodgers is like, well, I don't want to play there. So he could say that I'm going to retire rather than go there, I'm going to retire.
$50 million a year for what, next
60,
4 years?
I believe it's 60 next year. But then there's bonuses and stuff like that in there.
Do we have to convince them to rework the contract?
No. You would.
5 years?
He fits under the, according to my knowledge of it, and please, you could jump in here. And thank you for the call, Chris. As always, appreciate checking in. He would fit under their cap situation. I mean, it's going to be a lot of money, $60 million or whatever it is a year, plus the bonuses. But Woody said he's going to pay it, no issue. He fits in their cap situation.
Well, the contract is unique that it's a little bit easier to take on for whatever team acquires Aaron Rodgers. But that's if it doesn't get reworked. And I would think wherever he ends up, the contract is going to be reworked a little bit.
And he basically admitted that on the McAfee show.
Right, he said that with McAfee. So that just makes it so whatever team he'll work within and get the cash, whatever their salary cap structure is, it won't be an issue for whichever team. This is going to come down to where Aaron Rodgers says, I'm playing for this team next year. If that team agrees and they want him, that's where Aaron Rodgers is going to be.
Right.
That could be Green Bay. That could be the Jets, the Raiders, whatever it is. It's going to be Aaron Rodgers' call.
But the good thing is, and we did a lot of this last night, you can narrow it down. There's a handful.
Right. Well, the Packers are going to tell him to, bleep off if he picks an NFC team. They're not going to trade him.
There's no way they're trading him to the NFC team.
The risk for the Packers, the only risk for the Packers is the dead cap, if they trade him, is a lot. It's around $40 million.
$40 million, right.
If he retires on them, it goes way up. So the risk for the Packers is, well, they could say, well, we don't believe you that you're going to retire. And then if Aaron Rodgers retires, then they're in cap hell.
Meaning that an NFC team could be back in play. I mean, that would be a problem. If they get NFC teams back in play, then I think the Jets are in trouble.
I still think, though, it's more likely they come to an agreement on an AFC team. Because, well, one, you look at the NFC teams. Where is Rodgers really going to pick that's within the NFC?
Well, it'd be somewhere probably in the South, right?
And are any of those teams all that close, like even compared to the Jets or even the Titans?
I mean, unless...
The Falcons aren't close. The Panthers aren't that close.
No,
he's not going to want to go to the Bucks right at... I mean, after what just happened this year with Tom Brady's leaving, you think Rodgers is going to go play for the doofus Todd Bowles?
Right. So then you look at Seattle. No. Right. He's not going to want to go play with Pete Carroll, I wouldn't think. Is there a chance Sean Payton takes one of those jobs and he wants to go work with him? I don't know. It's a good question. Right. It's not just about who needs a quarterback. It's about who could actually go win. Washington? No. Right. He doesn't want to go to Washington. Actually, the Jets might end up being the better spot overall anyway.
I still think
anyway,
the Jets, especially because crazy. We know one of the things Aaron Rodgers has always and openly campaigned for with the Packers is top-line skill position players. He's begged the Packers for over a decade, draft me a top wide receiver in the first round. Well, what did the Jets do last year?
Yeah.
They took a wide receiver in the first round who is probably going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Stud.
That we know Aaron Rodgers knows about because he talked about him in that McAfee interview. And I don't think it was just posturing out. It's not leverage to get more money from the Packers. Maybe we thought that last year. Rodgers got the extension last year. He's going to make $60 million in cash this year. It's not about getting the Packers to give him some kind of extension and rework the money. He already got that. Now it's about what team gives me the best chance to win in these next 2 years. And like you've said, it's about convincing Aaron Rodgers that you are the team that gives him that chance in the 2 years. And with the personnel the Jets have on offense to play with him and defense, they can make a very strong case.
Yeah, it's weird to say it because we saw the Jets and I was saying all year, I don't think they're as good as people thought. And that proved to be true. However, when you compare them to the other options, the other possibilities, they are in better shape and they're not that, they may not be there yet, but with Aaron Rodgers and some growth next season, they can get there, which is why I would hire Nathaniel Hackett. Even though I can't stand him for what he did as a head coach, I would hire Nathaniel Hackett today. Offer him that job now and at least get the process in motion. Look, without Aaron Rodgers, you'll take your chances with Hackett anyway. You need an offensive coordinator one way or another. And the good news is, if they flop this year, the good news maybe for us, but the bad news for Saleh, if the Jets flop this year, Saleh's gone, Hackett's gone, there's going to be a clean-out process going on. So if I'm the Jets, I do whatever I can to hire Nathaniel Hackett and then hope to lure Aaron Rodgers here. And that is your best chance. You are now set up for the next 2 years with a legitimate chance. They got to build the defense because they're not going to be able to match up with Kansas City and Cincinnati offensively, even with Rodgers. They'll be good, but not that level good. But they're going to have to build the defense up, and maybe that is what can separate them from the rest in the AFC. But you got to go on and get them. That's the point. You'd hire Hackett, Fleegs. What would you do? Would you wait it out for Rodgers, or would you go get Carr if you were worried? Like, would you need an answer from Rodgers?
I want, they have 3 weeks to find it out. Yes, it's tampering. We know what goes on in this league. Find out from Aaron Rodgers or his agent, what is he thinking?
Would you hire Hackett first or no?
No, I'd be trying to figure out right now, what is Rodgers thinking? Because I don't know how much competition you're going to face for hiring Nathaniel Hackett off of last year. And he's a very qualified offensive coordinator, but he embarrassed himself as a head coach. I would try to find out what is Rodgers thinking. And if I can even get maybe a good indication that he's coming, then I don't make a move for Carr. But if you don't hear anything, if you have no idea going into, you know, right around the Super Bowl, I don't know if I can pass on Carr. One, I think he's better than right. most people. I don't know if I can pass on him, risk losing Rodgers, and then the Jets have nothing for next year. Because right. then if you don't get Rodgers and you don't get Carr, sure, you can sign Jimmy G, you can win 10 games, and you can make a wild card game. You're not anything real. You're not serious. You're one of those, all those teams in the middle of the pack. You'll take a top 10 defense and an offense with some skill position players.
Make the playoffs,
so
lose,
making the playoffs
lose in the first
and
round. Yeah, right.
And yes, I know it's a big step up for the Jets. They have a chance to aim bigger. Again, we know in this league.
I'm curious what they think of Carr.
Find out.
I'm curious what they see, because it comes down to how they evaluate it. You or I have different takes, right? So I don't like Carr. I don't want him because I don't think he can get him to that next level. He's like, to me, Kirk Cousins, which at the time I wanted the Jets to get Cousins because we were talking about going from absolutely nothing, like, get me some relevancy, please. Now I'm thinking higher expectations, so I don't want Carr. But hey, you do obviously like Carr. You think he could get them to the next level, potentially in the right spot. I'm curious how they evaluate it, because if they have Carr as high on their list as you do, Fleegs, then they're not going to wait.
No, then I think they go get him, and they also right. say, we're going to take whatever extra resources, whatever picks we, you know, the difference between getting Carr, getting Aaron Rodgers, then maybe you use that an extra third-round pick, and you go get DeAndre Hopkins, and you say, well, we're better with Carr and throwing to Wilson and Hopkins than Rodgers throwing to just Wilson.
Right. That's the way that you have to make up for it. So it all comes down to how they... Two things here. One, what does Aaron Rodgers want to do? Because there's no way if Rodgers wants to come to the Jets that the Jets wouldn't want him.
No, like, and the one thing I know is this. We can talk about what Robert Saleh thinks of the quarterbacks.
Right.
We can talk about what Joe Douglas thinks of the quarterbacks. I know, and it's been reported, so it's out there, that Woody Johnson badly wants Aaron Rodgers. So if Rodgers says he's open to coming to the Jets, he'll be a Jet.
Yeah, and I love that.
Because between the money... And whatever, like, that could be a Donnie Walsh, James Dolan, Denver situation where the GM is like, let me negotiate, and the owner just says, just give them whatever they want. I want this player.
Right, don't care about the money.
That's the downside for the Jets, where Woody could just say, just give them the extra first-round pick, whatever, bring me this quarterback.
But the point is they got to get him, and I actually like that. I would agree with Woody. I don't love him as an owner, but I would agree with him. You don't want to be stupid. Let Joe Douglas
right,
handle
but
it.
Right, but you have a few weeks to find out, and again, in this league, sure, it's tampering. There's enough that goes on with guys talking to each other and conversations with the agents. You can get a pretty strong indication in the next few weeks of what Aaron Rodgers is thinking.
Yeah, and that's going to be fascinating here. All, like I said, weeks ago, I didn't think there was a shot. And now I'm starting to get the sense that it is realistic. And when you get this close or it's a possibility like this, you figure out a way. You get off your... And you go get that bleeping quarterback.
Do this. Go trade for Carr. And then if Rodgers wants to come to the Jets, all right, make a trade for Rodgers and then ship Carr somewhere else.
You know, I would wait it out. And, but that's, again, it's a difference of, I know they're going to be forced to make a decision. Fleegs likes Carr. I do not. So it would be fascinating to see what you know, what Joe Douglas thinks or how Woody's telling them to play that whole situation. But either way, you know, to me, they have an option here to where there's a possibility that they could get one of the best quarterbacks in the league. You have to figure out a way to do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.